This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wednesday program. Doug Steffen with John Harper. The ladies are off today because of our celebratory event last night, the Gracies, and the fact that the ladies won for syndicated co-hosts. It was kind of a cool celebration. Very nice, very warm, very loving, and lots of whooping it up. So the ladies all...
It's something you should be very proud of, Doug, because it's because of you that they had that opportunity to do great things in the industry.
Well, they're all great kids. I enjoy all of them and their company. It's really, we have a good stimulating conversation every day here. I've gotten to know them all well and love them all. They are literally part of a family. We talked about that. My two children were at the event last night because they both live here in Los Angeles. My daughter and her husband were there, and my son and his wife were there. And because they talk about them a lot, they almost seem to be personalities of the program, and the ladies all wanted to get to know them. They follow them on their social media platforms, and it's kind of nice to put real fun and faces together. It is, there are so many good things that we wrap ourselves around. It's hard sometimes to be able to divorce the good stuff from the bad stuff or the bad stuff from the good stuff. And we, every day, I was just thinking about this, John, as we reflect back on what life has been like for us over the 7 decades that you and I have been alive and how things have changed. I don't recognize a lot of America, frankly. And I wonder this whole business, who does what to whom and why. The frustration that some people have because the world is changing, they don't know how to keep up with it, so they just get angry. There's so much anger in the world, and we're not doing a good job of treating it. We are doing a good job of trying to figure out why. I think it's fairly easy why people are angry. I think it's very easy to see because they don't have a broad view of society in the world. They have a very narrow view of it. And this is what they want, and they think they deserve it. They're entitled to it. Yada yada yada.
Actually, Doug, that narrow view is perpetrated in large part by the video games and things that these kids are on. It seems like 24/7. They've got no social values. They don't know how to behave in society. Everything is based on that little cell phone and the computer game, whatever it is that they're playing on the cell phone. It seems like 24/7. I have seen it so many times. How many times have you been out to dinner and you've got a family there at the dinner table? We were at a restaurant a couple of weeks ago. There was a family of 8. Even the parents were on their cell phones.
Mm-hmm. At those screens.
No social communication at all.
Nope. None whatsoever. So does this bring us around to realizing that the world is changing and we need to accept it? I'm going to make a statement, and this is going to annoy some people, and other people are going to say, yeah, Doug, you're right. I'm not making the statement because I want to be right or I think I'm wrong. I'm just going to make the statement because it's becoming more and more apparent as I look at the world and how it's changed, some for the better, maybe not so much for the better. And this is not better or worse. It's just an observation. I'm in Los Angeles, California. I'm watching 4 different channels of news. There is not one Anglican surname anchor on any of these stations. Not one. Wow. They're Hispanic, Latino, they have Chino-American names, they have, they're of color, and all that's great, except that doesn't represent the population. The population may be 30%, I think it's 34% Hispanic, it's 12% African, it's whatever it is, but it, you know, no longer do we have, it's gone the other way, where white people were outnumbering and not, you know, I guess in a corresponding way, in a fair number, not equality. Now it's gone to the opposite. So if we're going to have representation, and with the representation of different ethnicities comes different experiences. So we all have these different experiences, and we bring that game to the table as we're on the, I mean, you and I are talking from the perspective of mature white men. And that's one perspective, and it still needs to be heard. And yet you won't find that. You might find it on the radio here in Southern California, but you won't find it on television. And you won't find it. My son couldn't get a job. He was up for four different jobs. You know, he's a screenwriter, and he's got a couple of really good scripts, television ideas that are in the working, and he has a great background for years and years of writing scripts. But he wanted a job for the summer in a writing room here. But he can't get one because he's not of color and he's straight. So yeah. If you know, and that's what they tell you up front. If you're not gay or in some way not, if you're straight and you're a white guy, forget it. So it's, and that, nobody wants to say that. I don't really give a damn whether people like it or they don't like it. That's kind of what we're reflecting. I'm not saying that it's all good or all bad. It's just an observation. And that's one of the, there are so many things that are out of whack. Do you change them? I don't know that you change, maybe you don't even need to change them. But the observation, you know, there are some of these kids who are angry because the world is as it is. And they don't like it. They think that there are things being, opportunities being given to people that aren't being given to them. And so that makes them angry. I think if you're angry about stuff like that, you better be looking for some mental health. That's one of the other things. You know, you look at all these people that do this shoot up stuff, they're all crazy. By definition, yeah. They are insane.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's interesting, Doug, you mentioned the fact of the anchors this morning, at least the morning anchors out there in Los Angeles on TV. It's the same situation in the Orlando metro market here in Florida. In morning drive, it's exactly the same. It's not a representation of the country. Look at the number of commercials you see on television. And you kind of wonder, where have the white men and women, especially white men, where have they gone? They're not
they
in the
are,
commercial.
This is not, you can't anymore with Black Lives Matter. That's why I say it's gone. There needed to be some attention because of the inequities. No question about it. Now it's gone the other way. You're exactly right. I said this on the air maybe a month or so ago. Watch television and see the spots and see how many white people there are doing the spots versus black people. It's a great time to be an actor if you're black. Fabulous. There are a lot of opportunities, and that's cool. But to hear my son tell me, and my son is the last guy, there's not a prejudice bone in his body. He grew up around acceptance. I grew up in a community that's very diverse, and I'm happy about that because it taught me a lot about life. But one of the things that it teaches me is that sometimes the effort to go to be fair and balanced, to sort of follow that old stupid expression from Fox News, the attempt to do that pushes things the other way. So then when do we come back? And that's what makes some people angry. It does. Whether it's right or wrong, that's, you know, they're dealing with inequity and lack of, because I, you know, some of these kids think that they deserve to have this, that, or the other thing. You don't deserve anything. You deserve to have an opportunity to make something of yourself.
Right.
That's
exactly
what you deserve. Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway. That's the only given. You're absolutely right, Doug. But not a good representation what we're seeing across the country on television right now, that's for sure.
All right, so we spent a lot of time today talking about what's going on in Texas. There are other things that are going on. We continue to follow what's going on in Ukraine and the ancillary things that are fallout. I thought this was pretty interesting. The fact that fish and chips in England has been a mainstay there for there's nothing better than a good fish and chips meal at some greasy pub in England. It's just fun. But apparently fish and chips the shops are closing because they can't get the ingredients. The cooking oil and the cod that they get are from Russia and Ukraine. The fishing areas, there are 10,000 fish and chip restaurants that are closing in the next few months, apparently, according to the National Federation of Fish Fryers in England. Fish and chip shops.
No, there was such a federation.
I know. It's an organization for everything and everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
40% of the industry's cod and haddock comes from Russian waters. Half of the sunflower oil is imported from Ukraine. So they're paying, if they're going to stay open, they're paying 80% more for the oil and the fish because it's coming from other places. The fish is coming from Indonesia. Yeah, I can't imagine anything worse than you watch the fish, what they do with the fish farms in Indonesia, what they feed them. Unga bunga.
Sorry, no,
that's not for me. No, exactly. But it's just another impact of what's going on. And, you know, we've spent so much time talking about what happened in Texas, but the situation in Ukraine, is it stable? I don't think it's stable. It is pretty much the same as it has been for the past couple of weeks. There's nuance here and there. You know, we see the impact here in America, though. The fact that we have these energy problems and how the energy problems are taking hold. I mean, just think about the cost of food. 70% of the cost of food comes from energy. The tractors on the farm, the combines, the trucks that haul the stuff to market, the stores that sell them, the domestic energy policy that we have at the moment is crazy. And we need to be drilling for oil, coming up with ways of providing ourselves with more oil, more pipelines. All right,
yep.
Let's hold on to that thought. 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, here we are at 23 after the hour, trending time now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast of Florida. He's filling in admirably for the three ladies who are the DJVers, Jennifer and Jay and Victoria, after their win last night at the Gracies. They've taken the morning off. I don't know when they went to bed. But they left me holding the bag, as it were. Kind of reminds me of the old days of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, in fact, John. It was me against the world. That's okay.
That's right.
It's kind of fun. I'm having a good time chatting about things, even though we're not talking about things that are good. All right, one of the things that I want to focus on here in this trending portion of the program is how Coldplay is making their new tour eco-friendly. We'll get to that after this.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, so you know the group Coldplay, right, John?
Oh, yeah. Yep, know them well.
Martin, I think, what's the first name? It's Chris Martin, I think. I've always liked Coldplay. They've got some very good pop hits. Now, they are on a global music tour, and they have on their mind that they want to make the tour environmentally friendly. Now, this is the band announcing their new tour. They've got a new album called Music of the Spheres. And in their announcement, they made a couple of environmental pledges, announced various sustainability initiatives to reduce their carbon footprint as much as possible while they're on tour. Their concert setup now includes kinetic dance floors and stationary bikes that can channel energy directly from the fans and the crowd into batteries that power different elements of the show. This is pretty interesting, isn't it? Huh? Think
wow.
about this in terms of technology. The bassist for Coldplay, Guy Berryman, said, "You don't want to come across as being overly earnest. This stuff is really good fun as well. People see it. they feel like there's an opportunity here to have some fun as they point out what the various things are during their play, their sets. They're talking about the efforts that they're doing and what how the stage is different and how the experience is different for people. And if these efforts aren't enough, the band also has pledged to plant and protect millions of new trees in the cities that they're visiting." I thought that was kind of interesting. They'll go into a city. Let's say they come to Los Angeles and they sell 60,000 seats. They have pledged to plant a tree for every ticket that's sold.
That's incredible. Amazing. It takes fan level to involvement to a whole new level.
It does, right. And I'm one of those who really understands the photosynthetic process and applauds it. This is a great idea. Good for them. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must love wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all that's said, so if that earphone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The President and I are monitoring the situation closely. So while we don't know all the details yet, we do know that there are parents who have lost children, families that have lost children, and their loved ones, of course, and many others who may have been injured.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Washington Tuesday. An 18-year-old being pursued by police entered an unlocked elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and killed 19 children and 2 adults before a Border Patrol agent shot and killed the suspect, Salvador Ramos. Ukraine's President Zelensky said Wednesday that Russia must pull back to its pre-war position as a first step before diplomatic talks can begin. Should be noted that Moscow is unlikely to agree to that anytime soon. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Election Integrity Act in Georgia was portrayed by Democrats, including President Biden, as Jim Crow voter suppression laws. In fact, Major League Baseball stripped Georgia of the All-Star game last year because of what politicians were saying. Now, after the first big election and the new law in place, Georgia set records for voter turnout. Representative Jody Heiss on Newsmax.
In the national media, they cannot tell the truth. All they do is push a radical agenda. Listen, this vote, this bill from the very beginning, SB 202, was all about giving greater access to voting while at the same time making cheating more difficult. And the fact that we are seeing outrageously high numbers of voters shows that indeed that is the case, that this is not anything to do with voter suppression. It has made it easier to vote. And we are going to just continue to see great numbers, I believe, even today as people come out to the polls here in Georgia.
Incumbent Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger defeated Representative Jody Heiss in the GOP primary. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton won the Republican nomination for Attorney General. Sarah Huckabee Sanders wins the GOP primary for Arkansas governor. Georgia's incumbent governor, Brian Kemp, easily defeated former U.S. Senator David Perdue's challenge. And Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene fended off a slew of primary challengers to become the 14th district's GOP nominee. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Thirty-four after the hour now on the DJV program. Wednesday is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen here with John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida. Among other things, certainly our focus is, as it ought to be, on the situation in Texas. There's some new COVID booster stuff. I'm not sure what I want to do. I've had one booster. John, how many shots have you had?
I've had two shots and one booster.
Yeah. I don't know that I want to get the second booster for a lot of different reasons, including the fact that my pharmacist recommended against it. He says, you got a good, healthy immune system. You don't really know what's in this stuff and how it's going to affect you down the road. So if you don't need to take it, don't take it. How about you've had one booster? What are you wanting to take the second booster, or are you going to stay away from it?
I think I'm going to take it.
All right. So I'm going to watch what happens to you.
I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, thank you. Then I'll know what to do. Okay. Right. This is the anniversary, this weekend, the anniversary of another Star Wars movie. There's the Star Wars celebration in Anaheim this weekend, through the weekend at the Anaheim Convention Center. The stories, lots of the people that were in the Star Wars movies. You can go to StarWars.com and to see what's going on and who's going to be at the celebration. I always love hearing clips from the Star Wars and the Star Wars movies. Here's Darth Vader.
Where are those transmissions you intercepted? What have you done with those lines?
We intercepted no transmissions. This is a consular ship. We're on a diplomatic mission.
If this is a consular ship, where is the ambassador?
I always love James Earl Jones and that voice. He's still, by the way, doing the voice of, there's a new series, I think, that's coming out, and it goes back to, at some point, I don't know how they come up with all these storylines, man. They got to be very
clear. I know.
Disney's milking this for all it can. It's just one movie after another and one TV show after another, and they all seem to be pretty popular. The ladies here, they love watching. I hear Victoria talks about them all the time. So I'm looking at some of the social media. Here's some Twitter stuff on our Twitter site. Twitter, it's at DJV Show, by the way. As someone who's going to the celebration because Obi-Wan is there. Okay, so
there
let's
go.
See
That's
here.
A good reason.
Huh?
That's yeah. a good reason to go, I guess.
Here's somebody who wakes up every morning at 4 o'clock on the dot. His alarm clock is a Star Wars alarm clock. His name is Dan Zare. Okay, Dan. Let's see here. A Boba Fett, this guy on Twitter who identifies himself as a Boba Fett fanatic, wants to go see the various light and magic. There's a panel on how Lucas put this company together. That's part of it. They're having lectures on the movie and or the movies, how they were put together. Our own Bob Kay, who has a great production mind, has been in the studio, the Industrial Light and Magic studio here in California many times, producing podcasts and videos and that sort of stuff. They have something that was developed there that's unlike anything else. And that's what gave the context to the movies. It felt real. Didn't it? You hear the sound, you see what's on as they matured what's on the screen over the years. It feels like you're really in space. I think it does
well,
anyway.
They have done over the decade a great job, decades, I guess, plural, of putting those together. They've come up with great concepts, great production values, and I can't imagine where they're going next with the latest production, because it's amazing. Did you ever go to a Star Trek convention? Or anything like that?
I didn't. I'm not big in going to those sorts of things, but I know lots of people who have. They love them. They love them.
I went to one once. I took my son. It was a interesting experience, to say the least.
How much did you have to pay for autographs? Because that's what a lot of the, you know, sort of the secondary stars, they make lots of money going to these things and signing autographs.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I certainly didn't get an autograph. I wouldn't pay for one. So
I wouldn't either, but then apparently we're in the minority. Here's listener Andrew Liptak on Twitter talking about he's packed and ready to go. Let's see, who else have we got here? I'm looking at some of these comments from some of these folks. A lady named Ash Crossan, she says, is there a better way to kick off Memorial Day weekend then go to the Star Wars celebration? Listen. Let's see who else is going here. Katerina Macy is going. She said, well, I don't have a ticket. Can you give me a ticket? This woman's looking for a ticket. So anyway, that's some of the comment for the Star Wars event this weekend.
But people love it. It's quite an industry.
Yeah, it's a huge industry. Yep. And we all like that. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing the Downton Abbey movie. I haven't seen it yet, the new one.
Yeah. I've heard good things about it.
Very good things about it. The Tom Cruise Mission Impossible, that's going to be a fabulous movie. I'm sure it'll do very well. The business about whether you go see Jurassic Park or not. I have an interest in a radio station on Kauai. And when I went over there last Thanksgiving, I went around. I had not been there before. And I traveled around with my friends to see a lot of the places, the scenes where this movie was shot. And it's really pretty amazing how they do the shooting, and then they add in the creatures afterwards. Obviously, the creatures aren't there, but they act in such a way as if the creatures were there. You know, the waterfalls and the greenery, and just it's pretty fascinating stuff. At any rate, let's go back for a minute, John, to our domestic energy policy a little bit. I think that we found ourselves in such a hole, and if you're looking for a way to fix the problem, one of the things is to understand what your legislator has said or is doing and what the process is for more drilling, more refineries, more pipelines, more natural gas plants. Do you remember when you were a kid driving across the country, especially in the Southwest? This is vivid. Used to be where they had oil wells, that there was a pipe coming out of the ground with a flame, with a fire. And they were just burning off the natural gas that comes, when you're drilling for oil, first thing you hit is the gas, not the oil. The oil is protected by a layer of gas. Now we've turned that into a big business in the Tennessee pipelines all over the country. But when, 50, 60 years ago, the stuff was considered a nuisance and they just burned it off. Can you imagine what that contributed now when you think about the atmosphere and people trying to figure out why we have so much gluck in the atmosphere? They would just burn, nobody even thought about it. Just burn it.
Nobody gave any consideration to that, and it was just considered part of the process. And again, there were no consequences associated with burning off that gas.
Yeah. But, and then so we go back to the practicality of what you're going to pay. When's the last time you bought a jar of mayonnaise? I don't know why I'm thinking about mayonnaise, but I'm thinking about what it cost because I bought a bottle of Hellman's mayonnaise the other day, and I can't remember the last time I bought it, but I looked at how much it cost. What do you think? Have you bought any mayonnaise lately?
I've not bought any lately, but I'd say you probably paid in the ballpark of $3.50.
Well, I remember I looked at the bottle that I threw away that said $2.49 on it, and I don't know, I haven't the slightest idea when I bought it. But I know the mayonnaise I bought the other day was $7.67.
Whoa!
Yeah, hello. And that's all because of the shipping costs. And you said a few minutes ago it may be that diesel fuel costs, what, $7, $8, $9 a gallon?
There's talk about it going to $10 a gallon.
Yeah. Well, so where is the leadership? And again, I think these are obvious questions. Maybe I shouldn't keep hammering away at them. Because we have these people who are so out of touch with reality. And I think that's really what the issue. These people who have, they're on a mission like a religion. Okay, yep, we all want the planet to be healthy. Yep, we all recognize to a certain extent that what we do is affecting the atmosphere. I'm not buying that it's all our fault because I just don't buy that. I think we've contributed to it. And maybe things are changing. We're supposed to have a really hot summer. People say, global warming. We're going to all fry. Well, there have been plenty of circumstances. Hello, go back to the problem is nobody's taught history. Back to the 1920s, 100 years ago, when there were droughts across the country and it became a dust bowl. Farmers went out of business because there was no water. There was no food. There was no nothing. That, in fact, contributed to the depression. And so now what are we doing here? By helping the Ukrainians, which is the humane thing to do. But here we are. I put this into perspective, whether you heard me say it or not the other day. We passed a bill for billions of dollars to help the Ukrainians. On the same day, a bill for $250 million of funding to get baby formula here more quickly was defeated. So in my mind, I'm translating it, the Ukrainian problem is more important than feeding children. And neither one of them are necessary. Because we have no strong leadership. Nobody's said to Putin, you do this and we're going to do this to you. Nobody's threatened him. Supposedly there was a threat on his life, or there was an attempt on his life earlier in the week, but it wasn't successful. Reminds me of that circumstance. Remember when Hitler in 1944 they had a meeting of all the Nazi leaders in some lodge in the woods in Bavaria, and some guy brings a bomb in to try to kill Hitler, And the bomb, it malfunctions and it doesn't kill Hitler. It killed a few other people, but it didn't kill Hitler. And so, you know, they figured out who it was that was responsible, and they killed them all. But that's the kind of thing, it seems to me, there are plenty of people in Russia that want to do that to Putin. So what are they waiting for? Or what kind of help do they need from us? You know, everybody's so worried. Well, what if we do that? He'll throw a nuclear bomb at us. You know, that's a what if. The what is the problem in Ukraine. And how do we fix it? You get rid of Putin. How about that for fixing the world's problems? 48 after the hour.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And now a small business setback. Step two, smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy, in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour now here on the DJV program. Time for Chuck Curry to join John and I, John Harper from WMEL, Doug Steffen, the reality of Star Wars back in 1977. So Chucker and I were just talking about the original Star Wars movies. For some reason or other, I thought that the first one came out on May 4th, and thus, may the 4th be with you. Chucker's telling me that my memory is not correct. So?
Well, I don't know why they came up with that day, May 4th, except the 4th, May the 4th be with you. But actually today in movie history, May 25th, 1977, the original Star Wars hit theaters and really changed the landscape of movies. I give an example how the tide turned in terms of trends. This day in history, 1969, Midnight Cowboy opened. Dustin Hoffman, John Voight. That movie was rated X for adult content. Not that it was not pornographic, but very adult content. Went on to win the Oscar for Best Picture. Here's the thing. Midnight Cowboy made a lot of money. In 69, 70, that time period, stronger adult content could draw a lot of moviegoers into theaters because the majority of people who went to the movies were not 20-somethings. They were not teens. They were people 40-plus. That was the majority of people who went to the movies. So in 75, when Jaws came out, which was the first popcorn tentpole film that studios released in the summer season, not in the Christmas season, right, went on to become a smash hit. So that Jaws opened the eyes of studios. Then 2 years later, 77, you had Star Wars, which is a complete game changer going forward. And what I think is interesting, Doug, about this weekend is we've been conditioned so aggressively in the last 10 years, really 5 years, of MCU, Marvel, superhero, or bust in movies. Yeah. Right? So Top Gun Maverick is getting great reviews, and it's tracking at $100 million-plus opening weekend. And Stranger Things Season 4 comes out on Netflix. I had a buddy who went to a Stranger Things amusement attraction in Brooklyn, New York, the other day.
What is Stranger Things? Tell them, I don't know.
It's on Netflix. It harkens back to sort of an 80s Amblin feel. Yeah. It's a sci-fi series that's very popular on Netflix. So my point is, if Top Gun, which was released in 1986, a sequel could be made 30-something years later and do this well, it tells you, why don't the studios wake up, get away from that? Like, I like superhero movies. I love Batman. But I don't want to see just that. So if an 80s sequel like Top Gun could do this well and be this anticipated, why not go back to what we saw in the 80s where more moderately budgeted movies became really popular? Look at 84, which is one of the greatest years of movies. Ghostbusters, Beverly Hills Cop, Red Dawn, Revenge of the Nerds, Karate Kid, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Footloose, Terminator. Wow. I mean, you look at those movies and you look at what's being released now in 2022, the comparison is not even comparable. It's such, so different, the landscape. But if the studios would just embrace what was and bring it back, I think you could bring back the movie industry in a big time way. Not just we like superheroes, but not every movie being a superhero movie.
Is that the we were talking about this the other day, Margot Robbie producing a revival, if you will, of Ocean's 11 or another prequel.
It's they call it a safe. And she's also doing a big screen version of Barbie. Where's the you know, in 77 you had Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which was a brilliant film. I don't know how that would play in 2022 because you had to use your brain when you actually watch it. It wasn't just all action. It was very character-driven with a really unique lead.
Listen to what we're all saying. This whole program today and oftentimes focuses on what you just said. What people are doing for entertainment reflects what's going on in their minds. What they do for work often, what's going on, that reflects what's in their minds, how they raise their families. It's all an indictment, as far as I'm concerned, of the technology that, oh, wow, isn't it great we all have these abilities to connect with each other on these devices.
We're also being force-fed our entertainment. It's not diverse enough in terms of, maybe on television streaming, but in terms of movies that play in theaters, it's not nearly as diverse as it was in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and I just think it makes absolutely no sense. If Hollywood just gave us back what we had, I think the industry would get very healthy very quickly.
Yeah, but they don't, for whatever the reason.
They don't want to do it.
I got back to the Gracie Awards. I was talking last night. My son was telling the ladies on the program that he couldn't get a job in a writing room because he was straight and a white guy. Where did the ideas come from, you know? There's a lot of the same because there's a lot of the same.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.